真时不久，当睡于地下，被弃无意识，无用如木屑。
Not long alas, and it will lie, this body here upon the earth, discarded void of consciousness, useless as a rotten log.
其实呢，我们都每个人都知道，啊，棺材啊，是装死人，不是啊，装老人。那么很多人呢，为这个身体非常的贪心而舍不得。其实呢，我们常常自己能够观察到，我们这个身体虽然站在这个土地上，其实这个土地是处于空中，然后用大气层所包围。可是事实上，我们身体里面如果没有这些空间，所有我们身体里面的器官全部不能产生作用。好像我们讲到我们的肺，如果没有空间让它压缩这个空气，我们人能不能活？不能活。没有心脏，心脏如果没有跟这个胸腔有空间，你也不能活。所以我们也要更加知道说，我们这个身体本来是没有的，但是因为父母亲对我们的爱念不舍，相续意念产生的变化，让我们这个色身从零到有。
In fact, we all understand that the coffins are used for laying up the dead bodies. They are not only used for laying up the orders. Many of peopleclinging to their own bodies. In fact, we have to observe that even we live on the earth, this earth is living on an empty space, and the air surround around it. If there is no empty space inside our physical bodies, all organs of bodies are not useful.For example, we are able to alive, we are unable to alive if there is no space among the heart and lung. Therefore, we have to understand that our body originally is from nothing. And because of the continuous of desire of love from the parents, then our physical body will produceFrom nothing to be formed.
然后呢，才用从零到变化成有。这个有这个身体之后呢，又慢慢变化，变化成归于空。所以，我们每一个人都要觉得很珍贵，有这么多的细胞来你身上出生，你要带领它走向好的地方。不要带领他走向恶的地方。那么因为我们常常自己这样思维观察，我们就知道我们身体里面产生许多的变化，那么当然我们的心念也会产生变化，而所以现在眼前所呈现的境界，它不会是永远的，它一定随着光阴而变化。在这个时候，我们就要有接受的心量。我们接受什么呢？我们也知道，随时随地训练自己，这个色身将会变化到如何躺在地上。所以棺材是装死人，不是装老人。反正你死的那个时候，都称为老了。那古时候的人很有意思啊。古时候人啊，将死人要拿去买，叫做拿去种了，拿去种了，不是拿去埋了，是现在人叫埋了，埋了叫废物，种了呢叫转化物质，你们有听懂吗？埋了是废物啊，已经没用的废弃之物， 可是你中了，所以我觉得古时候人很有智慧。中了是怎么样呢？转化物质。它中了之后就变成很多的肥分，对不对？让那些草啊树木就长得很好。所以中了叫转化物质。但古时候人叫做中了，不叫做埋了。那转化物质的目的其实就是教导我们，我们要善用于我们现在这个身体，把它转化。那能转化之处就是在我们每一个人的心意。所以学习好好教育自己的心意，安住在正念上是非常重要的。
The body is produced from nothing. After the body is produced, it identically will destroy and die at the end, and it becomes nothing at the end. Therefore, everyone has been precious to have boundaries of cells that are living inside of your bodies. And you have to lead them to the right path. Don't lead them followed by the evil and wrong way of life. Because we are able to observe this point of life openly, we understand that our physical body are keeping change every moment. Also, our consciousness and mind are changed too. Therefore, the conditions you have in the present that are not living forever, those conditions must change as the time goes by. At this time, we should be able to accept those truths. What should we have to accept? We have to accept that our physical bodies here upon the earth at everywhere and every time. Therefore, the coffins are used for laying up the dead bodies, and they are not only used for laying up the others. The time when you pass away, you would be called just as others. The language that the Asian people used, which was so interesting, when they tried to bury the dead bodies, they did not say that they were going to bury the dead bodies. They said that the dead body were planted upon the earth. They said to plant the dead bodies upon the earth instead of to bury the dead bodies upon the earth. But present people said differently, that they say the dead body were buried upon the earth. When we take something to bury, the things we bury that become the wasting materials. If we said that the body will be planted upon the earth, we said that this is one kind of chemical change. Do you understand what I mean? Therefore, I feel that the ancient people were smart than now. To plant the dead body, which means to change the chemical of the body to become the useful organic fertilizer. And those trees and grasses will grow stronger. Therefore, we said that to plant the dead bodies is to change the chemical. Therefore, they never said to bury the dead bodies. From this point, we understand that we have to well use our own bodies, letting them change to be good, and our minds on the key point to change those chemical change. Therefore, we have to learn to live peaceful in mind, and this is very important.
所以我们应该要知道，我们自己又要知道，从这个身体有一颗种子，小小的种子，然后慢慢变化成婴儿、小孩子。 到大人，然后老化。我们每一个人天天都有人在为我们说这个法，所以我们也应该要观察到我们这个色身确实不能啊住得很久，就会睡在地下，好像呢被弃无意识，被丢弃的一块腐木一样。可是你会发觉那块腐木前面所长出来的花果，那个种子飘落，它已经又有小树长出来。这个就是我刚刚所讲的，如果种了，死人拿去种了，就是转换能量，废弃之物拿去埋了就没用了。跟你能转换能量的能转之处在哪里？你既然能够转变，从婴儿转变到老人的这个意识，你必定就能够呢从今生的所用的这个意识转换能量到昨明日，也就是下一生。那也就是说，我们可以将昨日的种种不善因缘包袱转换能量成今日有用的智慧。所以我们知道这个色身啊，很快呢不能停留永久，很快就会被丢弃，好像那个木屑没有用。那么能够再变化出一棵新树，或是能够有更漂亮更庄严的明日，就要靠你现在善用你的新意识。一善知识们，真正要学习的是要好好的守护自己的心意，让你的意念保持清明，让你的意念守护正道，那么明日的果实必然是丰盛的。
Therefore, we ourselves have to understand that our own body is being changing just as a tiny little seed that will grow up become a strong tree. Then it will get older later. It is just as same as the human body. All things are talking about the Dharma to us every day. For this point, we have realized that our physical bodies for sure unable to live permanent, and this body here upon the earth. After we die, the dead bodies were discarded, void of consciousness, useless as a rotten log. Yet you will find out laterly, even a rotten log, the original food that will blossom from its tiny seed, and it has sprung in the future. It will become a little tree then. This is what I had said, that it is only a kind of chemical change when the dead body was planted upon the earth. It is just so different than a waste material that was discarded. Those wasted materials that will become useless. But if the dead body that will change its energy after it was burned on the earth, it is more useful. The chemical change I am talking about here is referred to the change of the human body. If theconsciousness of human beings are able to be changed from the little kid to become older as an old man. I identify that you are able to change your consciousness that you have owned today to rebirth to a totally different new life for you to use tomorrow.which means the life you will have in the future. Moreover, it means that everyone is able to change the old good karma that you have owned right now to become a new life for us to use. And the energy is one kind of your wisdom. Therefore, for those points, we understand that our physical bodies are not going to live forever. They will be discarded in the short period that you nurse as a rotten log. Then you have to change your own mind to produce a totally new consciousness in order to have a new, better life in the future. The good knowledge and advisor. The most important point for you to learn right now, which is to guide your own mind, letting your mind as always be bright, letting your mind follow by the proper path.
仇敌害仇敌，冤家对冤家。若心向邪行，恶业最为大。
Whatever void may do not void, or hectares those they hate, the ill-directed mind indeed can do one greater harm.
在这个世间上，唯有善法能够互相啊生长，抽这个善芽，成就这个善福。如果你仇敌之心，那么就会害仇敌。我想要呢伤害这个人，或是我讨厌这个人。如果你自己不转你的心念，本身为什么仇敌害仇敌？你心中有仇，你就是你自己的敌人。你心中有恨，你就是你自己该恨的人。为什么？因为你那个心的恶火猛烈燃烧，最先伤害的就是你自己。所以当你心中起看到别人是仇敌的心的同时，你自己就隐现全身都是仇敌。你已经与你自己的色身做仇敌，与你的安宁生命做仇敌。你先仇敌伤害你自己，你才有办法去伤害到境界。但是那个时候你已经自己焚烧你自己。本身就是愚痴地狱人，你还希望别人看你是有德相，希望别人看你是值得尊敬的人吗？不，心中怀仇恨冤敌的人，本身就没有资格受人家敬重。
In this world, only the pure and good Dharma is able to extend and succeed the good breathing. If you do treat other with the hateful mind, then whatever void may do to void, when you do exist with this kind of thinking, I hate this person and I want to do something to harm him. If you do not change your own thinking, you are the void of yourself, and you are the one you should hate at, because you do have a hateful mind in your mind. Therefore, the verse said, whatever void may do to void. Moreover, before you hurt others with your evil thoughts in your mind, the first one you hurt and harm is yourself. Therefore, when the time you came out this thinking, whoever else is my void, at the same moment, you are already the void of your physical bodies. You are the void of your peaceful life. You treat yourself as a void and you hurt and harm yourself first. Then you are able to harm to outside conditions. But at the same moment, you burn yourself with the helpful mind. You personally are the foolish man. How do you expect others to respect of you? No, you have no right to ask others to respect of you because you do have the helpful mind.
那么当你自己这色身形貌都被你自己的仇敌已经呢用这个心火焚烧呈现这个恶行恶相，看到所有的人都是你的冤家，一点都不喜乐也不感谢，那么你说啊，你希望别人对你好，我一直讲过，除非你碰到菩萨，可是世间的菩萨又非常少，那么你所看到的一切境界当然就冤家对冤家。这是我一再讲，境界所呈现给你的就是你的真面目，因为所有的境界就像水的镜子一样，照到你自己的真面目给你看而已。所以如果你的心呢，像这个邪情，什么叫邪情？就是歪曲不正道，不肯取善法业，叫做邪行。当然这种相续以恶心而起，恶火焚烧自己，再以恶脸相向对镜，所产生的恶业的力量，当然就让你自己啊莫逆于地狱之人。所以我讲过吗，心中怀仇敌之人，心怀仇恨本身就是愚痴人，把一切人当成敌人，你就是地狱人。先关在你自己的地狱，走到哪里都不安全，所以安领要自己给，恶愿也要自己给，那你那么愚痴干什么？不把自己的恶愿拿走。
In your personal physical bodies or all looking have been harmed by your unfairly mind, your expression of your thought is evil too. Whomever you see, you treat them as your fault. You do have no joyful mind, and you do without a grateful mind. How do you expect others to treat you nice? I wasever mentioned before that except the one you meet who is the Bodhisattva, but there are only few of Bodhisattva in this world. I would always mention that all conditions you have made from others, that is the true Dharma that is breathing the true thinking in your mind, because all conditions are just that, a water mirror thatreject your true thinking in your mind, letting you see it. If the ego-directed mind indeed, what is called the ego-directed mind indeed, it means the evil, unpure way and Dharma. If you don't have followed by the pure and good Dharma, you are considered to follow the evil in the mindthe ego directing mind indeed, and the evil and the causes of the evil and ungood you have created. You will receive the evil result then. You will sink into the hell. I would always mention that if one who with the helpful mindThe person personally is a foolish man. If you treat all other people as your fault, you personally are the living being of the hell. You root yourself in the hell of mine. Wherever you go, you feel unsafety. Therefore, the only one who is able to create the peaceful mind is yourself. Even you are the only one who is able to create the bad karma. And why do you be so foolish? Why don't you take the evil karma away by yourself?
善非父母作，亦非他眷属。若心向正行，善业最为大。
For one's mother, for one's father, whatever other king may do, the well-directing mind indeed can do one greater good.
所以说呢，能成就一切善法业，不是你父母能给你，是你自己愿心向善。你愿意让你自己心呢，向正善而行。也不是其他的眷属、朋友、亲戚能够给你，是你自己愿意呢，所有啊念念当中都导正自己向善法之业。所以如果一个人呢，这个心懂得向正道而行，那么如何是正道？成就一切善法业是正道，利益别人是正道，停止自己的啊贪心的相续恶欲是正道，有惭有愧是正道，感恩的心是正道。如果你们具足这些心，常依这些心为你们的老师，善业，这种善的业的力量所成就最大。
The one who is able to success the good karma is yourselfBecause you are willing to follow with the good and pure way. They were not made or given by your parents. They are also not other kin or friends may do. You are the one who do have the mind to follow by the pure and good karma. Therefore, if one who do understand to follow by the proper way,What is means the proper way? One who do success all pure Dharma indeed is the proper way. One who do benefit other is the proper way. One who do stop their continuously greedy, which is the proper way. One who do haveA shameful mind is the proper way. One who do have the grateful mind is the proper way. If you do own them, or if you do treat those kind of thinking as your teacher, those kind of thinking will success the greater good.
那么以前呢，在佛陀时代有一个啊，在帮人家牧牛的牧人，那么呢，他在牧牛的时候呢，有时候啊会到这个他的主人那里去，有时候呢也会正好遇到佛陀，他就在那里呢听佛陀啊开示。那这个牧人呢，也曾经好几次恭请佛陀呢，啊，去接受他的供养。可是佛陀呢都没有答应，只是说啊，时机尚未成熟。
In Buddha's time, there was a herdsman. Although only a herdsman, he had some means of his own. Occasionally.He would go to the house of his boss, and there he sometimes met the Buddha and listened to his teaching. This hurt man requests the Buddha to pay a visit to his house. But the Buddha did not go to his house immediately, saying that it was not yet time.
那么过了一些时间呢，佛陀呢知道啊，这个牧人应该要接受教导的时间到了，就接受他的邀请，带了一些弟子呢到这个牧人家里。这个牧人呢非常恭敬地迎接佛陀和大众生，就以牛奶啊、酥油及其他食物供养佛陀。这佛陀将离开的时候，那佛陀为这个牧人呢开示，所以这个牧人呢听法之后就证得出果。因为心清净恭敬闻法之故，所以就证得啊这个清净眼。那么佛陀离开之后呢，将要离开的时候，这个牧人就帮他捧着佛陀的钵，跟佛陀走了好长一段路，然后才向佛陀啊顶礼告别回家去。在回家的途中呢，有一个猎人呢射出那个箭，本来是要射动物，结果呢却把这个牧人给射死了。因为以前呢那个猎人的箭呢都有涂那个毒药所以人中毒呢也人中了箭也会死亡。
After some time, while traveling with his followers, the Buddha went off his routine to fix this herdsman. Knowing that the time had come for him to receive his teaching properly, this herdsman respectfully received the Buddha and his followers. He served them milk and milk products and other choice foods for 7 days. On the last day, after hearing the teaching given by the Buddha, this herdsman attained the Fushi. Because he did had a pure mind to listen the teaching from the Buddha, therefore he was able to attain the Fushi. As the Buddha was leaving that day, this herdsman carrying the boat of the Buddha followed him for some distance, paid obeisance and turned back to go home. At that instant, a stray arrow shot by a hunter and killed him. Originally, this hunter wanted to shoot the animal by the arrow, but this herdsman was killed by him. Before time, the hunter would put the poison on the arrow. Therefore, when people who get shot by the arrow, and that person will die then.
那么走在佛陀后面的一些弟子看见呢这个牧人呢躺在地上死了，就向佛陀报告说佛陀因为你的到来，那个供养的居士呢在回家途中就被杀死了。佛陀对他们说众生啊，不管我是否到来，他都无法逃离这一次的死劫这个是他前世的恶业之力，但是呢因为他今生呢在最后一天他以欢喜恭敬的心供养诸佛，所以呢他已经证得出果罗汉他的最后果报是升天乃至成就圣位，不再堕入三途之苦，这是为什么我来。
Later the monks who were following the Buddha saw this herdsman lying dead. They reported the matter to the Buddha, saying, Buddha, because you came here, and this hurt man who make great offering to you and accompanying you on your return as cured as he has turned him back to go home. The Buddha replied to them, Monks, whether I came here or not, there was no escape for death for him because of his previous karma. Moreover, in his last day of this life, he did with a joyful mind to render the offering to the Buddha. Therefore, he did attain the fruits. He did create a good karma at the end of his life. He did attain the fruits. He won't sink into the three evil paths. This is the reason that I came here.
This is also telling us that we must cherish the moment, now, cherish the now.修正我们自己的心念，修正我们自己的习为，修正我们的贪心，修正我们的自私心，那么你明天才会更好。我有讲过呢，以前的因不善，以前是虚妄法，姑且不论，要把昨日的因缘转成今日的智慧善用，而不是一直把昨日呢不善的相续更作为今天扩大自己私欲的包袱，那是愚痴的人，是地狱人。你们口中说我要解脱，我希望成为有智慧，成为离苦，成为天人或是贤圣人，可是你们呢能成为这些人的真正原因在你们自己的心，不是在这个行为上假装以为可以欺骗得了任何人，自己不能欺，你自己不能欺骗你自己。所以如果懂得修正现在以前的恶业之力，哪能影响你？因为你不肯舍弃昨日的恶业，一直相续到今日，你奢求明日很好，那是不可能的。所以恶业必须自作自受。所有世间的人没有机会听到这个言辞，你们今天呢有机会一听再听，却不肯修正自己的心，那么很显然呢，你们根本就没有听到。好了，生生世世都这么有福报听闻正法，可是呢却生生世世堕入贫穷下贱无知识，为什么？因为不肯受持。所以改要从自己改，要修正当下。就像这个居士一样，以前做牧人，种种恶业被箭所射杀，可是他因为最后是以欢喜心转成呢他正圣果，还可以往生天上，由这个来衡量，你们就知道自己是什么人，是聪明的人还是愚痴的人，自己计算看看，不是要别人来肯定你，也不用去问别人，自己就会知道自己是愚痴人还是有智慧的人。今天先讲到这里。
From this story,we learn that we have to treasure the present time to revise our own thinkings, to revise our actions, to revise our greed of mind, and to revise the selfish mind. If you do so, you do well have a better life tomorrow. I was ever mentioned that even you did create the unpure karma,and causes to others before. It is also a fabricated dharma. We might put them away. The most important thing is that you do need to turn the previous causes to become your wisdom for the future. You do need to good use them instead of using them is then your deserve of greed. This kind of person are so selfish and foolish. This kind of person can be considered as a living being of hell. You always said, I want to do away from the suffering. I want to be a sage. I want to attain free. But who is able to be this kind of person? It depends on your mind. It is not depend on your actions. You thought that others will be lied or cheated by your unreal outside lookings. In fact, you are not able to cheat or lie yourself. Therefore, if you do understand to revise the evil karma you have on present, the previous karma won't be to affect you at all, because you are not willing to give the previous evil karma away. It is impossible to ask to have a better life tomorrow. Therefore, you are not only one who has to accept your bad karma. Many of
谁征服地界、阎魔界、天界？谁善说法句，如巧匠采花
？Who will comprehend this earth, the world of Yama, and these gods?Who discern the well-taught Dharma as one whose skill selects a flower?
有学克地界、阎魔界、天界，有学说法句，如巧匠采花。
One train.Will comprehend this earth, the world of Yama, and the gods, one train discern the wealth of Dharma as one whose skill select a flower.
这个呢是讲到啊，我们这个世间的人，那什么人能够征服这个世界呢？其实所谓的征服世界，不是你作为一个领导者，而是你怎么样消弭这个我自己，融入这个地界。
Who will comprehend this world? To comprehend this world is not only mean to be a leader of the world. How do you perish of I to being of your substance with all things including of this world?
佛陀呢在出生的时候啊，就走七步，一手指天，一手指地，就说呢，天上天下唯我独尊。为什么用唯我独尊呢？因为天上天下所有的快乐啊，你的快乐是因为有我，我自己感觉我所拥有得到而快乐，所有的痛苦呢也是因为有我，我失去，我被人家欺负，我被毁骂，人家不尊重我，所以不管痛苦也好，快乐也好，全部都是因为有我。
When the Shakyamuni Buddha was just born, he stand on a lotus,walking for 7 steps with one finger pointing out the sky and other pointing out the earth, saying, I am the leader of this world. Why did he say so? All happiness feeling you have felt, what came from your personal feelings? because you own of the I, therefore you do feel happy. All pains or sufferings are also came from of I. I feel that I am losing something. I was bullied by others. I was blamed by others. I feel that others are not respect of me. Therefore, no matter the feelings of pain or happiness are all because of we do have an I.
因为有我，所以呢，就有人我他的是非。因为有我生起，就会啊有死亡的阎魔界。因为有我行种种善法，就能够呢升天到天人界。所以其实这个世间上所有的啊能够让你喜怒哀乐，能够让你呢痛苦得失的，全部都是因为我，就是我自己。这是为什么我一再讲，你们要为我这个字自己负责任的。
Because we do have an I, then you, I, he are continually produced. Because you do have an I produced, then the world of Yama was made. Because there is an I who create many of pure entities, then this person will rebirth to the gods.Therefore, in the Saha world, the conditions which make you unhappy or pain, conditions which are all because of I, the self-attachment. This is why I was also mentioned that you have to be responsible for yourself, even the world of I.
好，既然知道所有的问题都出自于我，那么我们就要好好的呢回去看清楚这个我，然后呢这个我就要教导这个我，审查这个我现在这个行为对吗？这个可能会造成呢入阎魔界。这个行为好吗？好，要辅助他，因为这个我呢会入到天界。那么再仔细观察这个我所凝聚之处，以及所有呢世间的人我是非他你所凝聚之处，都是无常的。因为这样的关系，我们就知道所有的我以及他及你全部呢都是一个法的作用。那么既然知道法的作用，就要好像呢这个采花匠，采花匠呢在升观这个花从没有到冒芽到升起开花，到你采花整个一片花场零落到无所有，就要用这个智慧，我要用这个智慧来升观这个世间的一切万物。
Since we understand that all problems are came from of I, then we have to take a deeply observe of ourselves to teach and check out all the actions we have acted is right or not. To ask yourself that is the action I am acting is wrong or not. Am I going to sin into the world of Yama if I am acting in the wrong way?To ask yourself that is the action I am acting is good or not. Because you do have a good action by using this eye, you will help yourself to rebirth to the world of God. Moreover, you have to observe the origin of this eye. Also, you have to observe the origin of you, I, and he, which are all impermanent. Because of this reason, we understand that all conditions in the world which are only the kind of Dharma, since you do understand the truth, you have to act that a garland maker, just as a garland maker who has to observe the process of the growing flower, which is come from nothing first, and then the seeds have planted, blossom, and then you are able to select the flowers. But finally, it becomes nothing at all. Therefore, the eye have to observe deeply of all things in the world with the wisdom.
所以呢，我们肯开始学习这些身观，仔细去思维观察世间物质所呈现的色相状态，那么每一个所有产生这个物形体的这个状态，你都仔细去身观它，都像巧匠在采花，都好像这个能工巧匠啊，我们采集所有这个世间的花，你让它成就，然后让它住在世间多少年，然后就打碎了，可能就损坏破损了，可能就没有了。那么如此呢，我们去深观所有物质的真实义理，就能够克服啊这个人我是非，你我他的地界限，以及能够克服呢阎摩罗这个贪嗔地狱之苦，那么也能够呢克服这个天界的贪心。所以一个能学法的人，身观法的人，体证法的人，就能够讲说诸佛如来妙法之句，好像这个啊巧匠采集花朵体会深意一样。
Therefore, when you are willing started to learn the process of all conditions of the world, then if you are able to observe all conditions we have on, which are all like a garden maker who is selecting his flowers, you are as a garden maker who is selecting the flowers. You plant the seeds of flower first, and then the flower has become growing, but finally they have disappeared in the world at all. When we are able to observe more deeply in all condition and Dharma, we are able to restrain the self-achievement, and we are able to restrain the hatred just as the Yama. Then we are able to live away from the hell. Also, we are able to restrain the greedy of desire in order to live away from the world of God. Therefore, one who is really learning the Dharma, and one who is willing to understand and comprehend the Dharma, who deserve the well-taught Dharma as the who skill selects a flower.
知此身如泡，觉悟是幻法，则摩罗花见 越死亡所见。
Having known this both dead body and wakening to its mirage nature, smashing Mara's flower shaft, unseen beyond the death kingo.
深入的去反观自己的身体，知道、觉察到我们这个身体呢，就像那个啊水泡，就是下雨的时候呢，那个水滴到啊河里或是池里所产生的水泡，那我们这个身体呢，将会像这个水泡一样，刹那刹那，生灭生灭，终归于无常。
By deeply observing your own physical bodies, you will comprehend that your physical bodies are just that, the bubble, which is also the same as the foam of the water when it is rain. And our physical bodies must produce just as this foam from birth to extinction. And finally, it proves the truth Dharma of impermanence.
这时候我们觉察，觉察到呢，所有啊，这个物质的境界都像这个水泡一样，就体悟到我的生命亦将如这个水泡一样，从出生一直变化，幻化呢到死亡的这个种种世间的法则。
From this point, we must realize that all conditions and material we have on, which are just that, the water bubbles, and our life is the same as it. We would realize that the lure of life that we have been changing from birth even to the end of our life.
如果呢，我们自己能够这样子深入的观察所有啊世间真正的不变的这种法则，就是无常。那么我们呢，就可以跨越这个魔啊死魔的侵蚀，然后呢，远离啊这个相续。贪心生死轮转的啊，这个见解，才能超越死亡的阴影。
If we are able to take a deeply observation of the unchangeable rule of the life, which is impermanence, then we are able to leave the death king away.And we will able to do away the greedy mind, and we will able to leave the death away.
那么，好像呢，我们呢，这个人在观察这个所谓世间开的这些美丽的花。我们观察到这些花，我们喜欢花，那我们将它采下来。采下来之后，如果呢，你没有去深观我的生命也像这个花一样，如果你很贪心这个花的美丽，念念不舍这个花，可是你其实真正你已经知道这个花必定要死亡，也就是你已经知道你自己必定要死亡，就被死神捉将去。可是你知道，因为我看这个花无常，我不执着这个花， 就好像我的生命将会死亡，我不执着这个生命所能带给我的一切物质的享受，我随着我的正慧、正智的智慧，那么我将不死。你带着你的智慧，带着你的光明，你将会有另外一个，好像这个花的种子摘下，又重新发芽，又重新有一朵漂亮的花。可是呢，如果你不能够升观，对这个死亡的花，或是对这个身体非常的执着爱见，深深染着，你就不会有智慧的光明去照见，原来我这个光明的种子还可以再开花再发芽。也等于是我们人如果用这个智慧光明，那我们可以呢再有一个新的圆满好的光明的生命。不然的话，你就是呢死的那一堆花，臭烂成泥巴。
As one person who is enjoyed, observe the beautiful flowers, for example, because we dead the flowers and then we plant the flowers. After you plant the flowers, if you don't have a deeply observation of the true meaning of the life, which is the same as these flowers, if you only have crying,for the outlooking of the pretty flowers, and you have hard time to share with others. But in your mind, you do understand the true meaning of your life, which will extinction at the end. Even the flowers do have the same ending of life as the human beings. And the death serves.And carry you away. Yet you have find out the true Dharma of the life by observing the growing process of the flowers. You haven't crying to this pretty flower. As same as you don't cry in your life because you know that your life must be extinction. You even don'tTry to have an easy and comfortable life because you do have the truly proper wisdom. You own the true brightness with you. You are just that a flower seed which will plant in, and this flower seed will sprout and blossom. Moreover, if you are not able to take a deeply observation of the growing of life, and you are crying to your physical bodies, you will have...
你好，还有几分钟？要常常清洗，观察自己的心，要让自己随时准备好自己的心是清净光明，然后呢，喜乐，要让自己随时准备好，所新发出来的芽会开美丽的花朵，就好像啊，这个色身生命，不应该对昨日已经消逝的一直抱持不舍。那么一个愚痴者，就是对昨日一直抱持不舍，将那个昨日已经死亡不净抱持不舍，所以就做恶鬼，不能成为善妙的天人。
Therefore, a wise man who has to clean and observe their own minds oftenly, you have to be ready to have a brightness mind anytime, and you have to be readyTo blossom a pretty flower before your new sprout of life is sprouting, and we must not have to part with our previous indeed A foolish man who is not willing to give up his previous experience, and he will become a hungry ghost who is not able to rebirth to the heaven as a heaven being.